KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It happened in the midst of a powder keg situation as ICE agents were confronted by agitating protesters as the agents were trying to enforce federal immigration law in Minneapolis. A motorist in her vehicle shot dead by an ICE officer.
People need to stop using their vehicles as weapons. This domestic act of terrorism to use your vehicle to try to kill law enforcement officers is going to stop.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz blames the feds.
We won't let them tear us apart. We'll not turn against each other. To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
Noem says all the motorist had to do to avert tragedy was to comply with the agent's orders, put the car in park, and exit the vehicle.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
The feds say the shooting was clearly an act of self-defense. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey dismissing that claim as garbage. Shooting outside a Mormon church in Salt Lake City killed two people, injured six others. It happened yesterday in the building's parking lot. Dozens of people were attending a funeral inside at the time. Police do not believe it was a random attack. There have been no arrests. Secretary of State Rubio planning to meet with Danish officials next week after President Trump repeated the importance of the U.S. assuming control of the strategic Arctic island of Greenland. Rubio tells lawmakers the administration wants to eventually purchase Greenland. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 166 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are urging prayers for peace following the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro.
Faith leaders who minister to Christians in Venezuela and to the Venezuelan diaspora in the United States are being met with uncertainty and high emotions. The Venezuelan National Baptist Convention is asking that God would bring what they're calling a climate of peace and calm for the Venezuelan people. The Catholic Archbishop of Miami, who ministers to a large Venezuelan community, said there is an anxiousness about what is next, but he believes the church has a key role to play in helping that country move forward. George Williams reporting.
Pro-life groups are calling on Congress to keep the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal money from being spent on abortion. Earlier this week, President Trump urged House Republicans to be flexible on the issue. The National Right to Life says the Hyde protections must not be weakened. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, warns Republicans will lose in November if they weaken Hyde. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is giving states that request it more of a say over how they spend federal education money.
The White House is signing off on a proposal that's expected to be the first of many as conservative states apply for new spending freedom from the federal government. Iowa was the first state to apply for an exemption from certain spending rules after Education Secretary Linda McMahon invited states to request the flexibility last year. Under the arrangement, federal money from four programs aimed at teacher training, English learners, after-school programs, and academic enrichment will be pooled into a single pot with fewer limits on how it's spent. Indiana and Oklahoma have made similar requests. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
America's employers posted far fewer jobs in November than the month before, a sign that employers are not yet ramping up hiring, even as growth has picked up. Reports suggesting that the low-hire, low-fire job market still with us. More details at srnnews.com.